Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving, American Christian nationalist patriots. This is the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, broadcasting from Spokane, Washington, 96.5 FM, AM 630, and of course the live stream. Lady Liberty, good morning to you.
Well, good morning to you, and good morning everyone out there. Welcome to Thrash a Commie Thursday.
Thrash 'em. Yes.
Yeah, and so we get the carryover from Wifflebat Wednesday for today because there's all sorts of whiffling that we didn't have enough time for.
Yes. And we had China in the crosshairs.
Yes, we sure did. They were lined up just perfectly.
Yeah, we were ready to deliver Wifflebat welts.
That's right.
But and we still will. And we've got more. This Governor Grisham is just getting pummeled. She's trying to be defiant. And we've got a sound clip we'll play in segment two.
Right.
A little compilation there. CNN was grilling her.
That's shocking.
They're holding her feet to the fire. And she was squirming and didn't like it one bit. I was kind of surprised. But, you know, this is probably a CNN female journalist, talking head, you know, pundit, whatever you want to call them.
Yeah.
She probably has a CCW and carries for her own personal protection.
That's right. Well, I'm sorry, but Grisham needs to be the poster child for things not to do in America.
You're telling a young woman in her 20s on her way to work and from work that now she's breaking the law if she is carrying a perfectly legally concealed firearm?
Right.
In a city that the governor admits has the sixth highest, you know, shooting incident crime rate in the country.
Well, even then, I have a problem with the fact that they even require a permit to conceal carry. That's an infringement as well. And so I don't support that part to begin with, let alone the fact that, you know, now they're going to say, now you can't even do that. Because that's their little, right. That's their little method of incrementalism and progression. And basically, after, you know, one more whack, you have no rights, no Second Amendment rights whatsoever.
You only have the rights that we decide if there's not an emergency going on.
Right. Oh gosh. Well, it's endless. There's so much that we have to cover with that.
Yes,
so
there
I don't
is.
I'll just wait.
But I will just say this, that a liberal judge put the brakes on that. And I have that information as well.
Yep,
no,
that's right.
I found it first.
Nope.
Okay. All right. Let's get to the word of the day. You've got that. What'd the Lord bring to you?
No, you yes, I've got that.
Yes. No, you've got that.
That's just funny. Okay. So the word of the day for Thrash Commie Thursday comes from somebody that was thrashing his own commies in his own time, and that would be Jeremiah.
Oh,
Jeremiah
yes.
chapter 51, verses 50 through 58, which read, "You who have escaped the sword, get away. Do not stand still. Remember the Lord afar off, and let Jerusalem come to your mind. We are ashamed because we have heard reproach. Shame has covered our faces, for strangers have come into the sanctuaries of the Lord's house. Therefore, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will bring judgment on her carved images, and throughout all her land the wounded shall groan. Though Babylon were to mount up to heaven, and though she were to fortify the height of her strength, yet from me plunderers would come to her, says the Lord. The sound of a cry comes from Babylon, and great destruction from the land of the Chaldeans. Because the Lord is plundering Babylon and silencing her loud voice, though her waves roar like great waters, and the noise of their voice is uttered, because the plunderer comes against her, against Babylon, and her mighty men are taken. Every one of their bows is broken. For the Lord is the God of recompense, and he will surely repay. And I will make drunk her princes and wise men, her her governors, her deputies, and her mighty men, and they shall sleep a perpetual sleep and not awake, says the king, whose name is the Lord of Hosts. Thus says the Lord of Hosts, the broad walls of Babylon shall be utterly broken, and her high gates shall be burned with fire. The people will labor in vain, and the nations because of the fire, and they shall be weary. And that's it.
Wow.
And so
that's a pretty powerful message.
Yeah, exactly. Because this is Babylon. This is when the Lord is say, you know, first he used Babylon to plunder Jerusalem.
Yes.
And Judah and take all her people captive. And then because they were willing to do that, you know, he
brings the hammer onto them.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so this is the hammer upon Babylon. And so he takes advantage of people's own evil tendencies and lets them go about it, basically.
Right.
And then it's, you know, they're not relieved from what they want to do that's evil. They get punished for that also. But it's just
that's
that
right.
God uses it to his own advantage.
Well, and to bring correction to his own people, the people that belong to him, and he always delivers them, you know, afterward.
Right.
But you know, this is a very valuable lesson.
Yes.
Because the pattern that God has repeated numerous times dealing with the people that belong to him, who rebel against him, allow foreigners to come in, take them into slavery, you know, to plunder them, their crops, their children, their families, everything they own, their homes, and completely own them.
Yep.
And, you know, that's a strong message right now. We have the border being completely overran, thousands and thousands of people from terror watch lists.
Well, right.
And hostile countries.
And like I was saying, Jeremiah is basically thrashing, you know, his own era of communists, you know.
Yes.
because the plunderers, that's exactly what communists are. They're
right.
Plunderers, they're wealth plunderers, and that is the primary focus of every communist takeover is they call it so politely wealth redistribution.
Yes.
That is not wealth redistribution unless you are a thief and you're trying to figure out a nice way to make yourself feel good about what you're doing.
Right.
That's thievery. That's stealing. It's flat out plundering.
Yes.
Your nation is being plundered. You're being robbed blind. And Biden is the primary thief and Ukraine is the primary money launderer for the whole communist regime.
I almost feel like, you know, today, if you're going to translate that message over into, you know, that pattern to today, it would be China's future. That they would be used to come against the United States and prevail, to be used as an instrument to punish a Christian nation that has rejected him and turned on God.
Yep.
But then they're going to get their comeuppance. As soon as he's done using China to carry out the judgment on a rebellious country, they're going to get theirs.
Right.
And we see that actually in Revelation. We have this 200 million man army that's coming to attack Jerusalem, and they're going to get just annihilated.
Yep.
And
So they get to function the way they want to, the way that they would, you know, that they have been planning to for 100 years now.
Yeah.
And so when we see this happening in America, you're exactly right. That is China's main focus. They're already infiltrating. They're already set up. They're already doing, you know, what looks to be special ops in America,
right.
You know,
right.
Different train derailments. Things are exploding. Food manufacturing plants, different chicken farms, all these different things, these targets on American assets.
Well, everything to them is a battlefield, not just the military
component,
but all of it is a battlefield in their warfare. And we in our own military are, you know, punishing people for not using proper pronouns.
Right.
You know, and so, I mean, we're just basically setting ourselves up for this. They're going to get theirs, just like Babylon got theirs.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of avoidable pain and suffering has to be gone through first for that to come. But it does give you assurance knowing that is coming.
Right.
They're going to get theirs.
Right.
And the Lord's got them in his crosshairs. They're not going to get out of it.
Exactly. Because, you know, I think the thing that is exactly mirror reflective of China is how they seek to be the most brutal, the most terrifying, the
ruthless
most ruthless.
Is the word they used. Yeah.
Yeah. They said they were, the Nazis were not as brutal or as ruthless as they needed to be in order to be the one world dominator.
Right.
And they said, but they will be. And so, you know, in God's opinion, how you treat others is how he's going to treat you. And so how appropriate, really, that their willingness to be extremely ruthless and brutal to everyone else is going to be exactly what they get in the Great Tribulation.
Right.
And so what a fascinating thing to reflect upon.
Yeah, it really is. Well, good one. And pretty cool insights, too.
Oh, no kidding.
I mean, you can take this Old Testament account and bring it forward.
Right.
And it's just as applicable today.
Well, and that's the thing that you and I have really been focusing a lot on in the past year is how communism is not just an ism. It's an actual mentality.
Yes.
It's an actual insanity, you know, that exists
right.
in a lot of people.
Yes.
That the people are either lovers of the truth or they're prideful and deceived by their own pride into believing lies.
Right. Communism is just the newest label that's been put
right.
on an age-old insatiable appetite for power and, like you said, the pride.
Yeah,
and,
blinded by pride.
Absolutely.
Yep.
To their destruction.
To their destruction. Willing to listen to every lie that comes down the pike.
Yeah.
And
or
so,
create their own lies.
Right. And so it's just interesting to see that the new term for that mentality actually is applicable to an entire group of people. And they're not even like connected. It just
right.
it just so happens that they all kind of gel together because they agree because their mentality is all really, really screwed up.
Right. And you could apply that same, I mean, it whether it's, you know, Stalin, Lenin,
yes, yeah.
Hitler, or Nebuchadnezzar,
right.
or, you know, any of these other kings and rulers in the
yep.
Old Testament, we can call it communism, globalism, deep state, whatever label you want to put on it, it's that same spirit.
Well, it is, because the first time this ever shows up in the Bible is Nimrod.
Right. Yeah,
and
I was just going to say Nimrod. Yeah,
trying to install a one world government with Nimrod. That
yeah.
was the first time we saw this on planet Earth, and now is the second time.
Right.
And so fascinating.
Here it is.
Yep.
Very, very fascinating.
Yep.
All right. So that scripture was Jeremiah.
Jeremiah chapter 51, verses 50 through 58.
Okay. 58. All right. Cool. Well, thank you for that. Well,
praise God for that.
Absolutely. All right, we'll go ahead and take that break. This segment is brought to you by TLC Web Hosting. If you have a website for your business or ministry or for any reason, check out TLC Web Hosting, the Christian Patriot-owned business located in the American Redoubt. They take care of hundreds of websites, including ours, and they take great care of us. So check them out, tlcwebhosting.com. This is The Morning Commute, segment 2, coming up right after these messages. The Son of Man.
Some of you may be asking yourselves, why should we be bothered with developing citizenship responsibilities? Well, there are many reasons. One of the primary reasons is that great principles do not live from generation to generation without being nurtured, without being kept vigorously alive. Unless we understand and work effectively for the principles upon which our American way of life is founded, the structure will crumble, and our heritage of freedom will perish.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and 6-hour pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
Welcome back, Patriots. This is segment 2 of the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. And I want to thank all of you who have helped to support us. We are listener-supported overwhelmingly. And it's those of you out there in the listening audience that make it possible for keeping us on the air, for us to keep doing what we do. Just $5 or $10, $20, $50 a month, it all adds up. And that really makes it possible. So thank you. You can go to radiofreeredoubt.com, click on the Donate to RFR tab there. And on the right-hand side, we've got a little annual fundraiser. And join us in prayer, too, about the possibility of maybe going to the full ACN network. Station management has contacted us, and there are some possibilities there. We're not sure if that's where the Lord wants us to go, but that would mean increased, you know, airtime costs, but additional reach. So, yeah, just if you could join us in praying for that, we would be greatly appreciative.
That's right, because you have to always weigh, is that really where God wants you? Just because it might be a better opportunity may not actually be a better opportunity.
Right.
And, you know, where one is more affordable and we're lucky to pay for that, you know what I mean? Yeah. The other one would be quite a bit more cost.
Yeah, and it would be significantly more. And
Yeah, and so we really have to pray about that, that, you know, is that really, is that where we need to go, you know? Hard to say.
Yeah, we'll see. These are definitely times when the truth needs to be getting out. There are fewer and fewer, even in the Christian world, messages that are really attacking the things that Christians are confronted with on a day-to-day basis.
That's right.
From a patriot perspective, too. Right. I mean, you know, you can say, well, I'm a Christian, but, you know, being a patriot, that's being concerned with the things of the world. Well, we have a different perspective on that.
That's for sure.
This is the country that the Lord gave us as a blessing and to be stewards of, and we are to stand against evil and unrighteousness and tyranny.
That's
and,
right.
You know, we firmly believe that as Christians. We're to occupy. So,
well, and the whole thing of being a patriot is reflective of being thankful for your liberties in your sovereign nation, which are all tenets of God.
Look how many of the prophets in the Old Testament were patriots.
Right.
They wept when Israel faced judgment.
That's right.
Or they wept for Jerusalem when they saw that it was disgraced and torn down and their temple was destroyed.
Right.
And how it just, I mean, it rendered their hearts.
That's right.
And because of their love for their country, this thing that the Lord gave them as a blessing, they made bad choices and they saw it in ruins.
Right.
And that's a patriot. That's somebody who loves their city, their country,
right,
wants to restore it. They understand and recognize that it was a blessing, a gift from God.
From God, yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
That was squandered by people who didn't appreciate it.
Yep.
And a patriot loves and appreciates their country and they're willing to fight for it. And what more is worth fighting for than America?
Oh, exactly.
Of all gifts, yep, as far as a country that somebody could give you, you better fight for it.
Right. And so basically what I was trying to point out was that a patriot would have to understand that all of their liberties were given to them by God himself.
That's
and,
right.
And it's all of our constitutional laws were based upon God's Mosaic laws. In fact, all law across the whole world is all based upon Mosaic law. And
yeah,
you can ask any, you know, legal foundation about that. That's just a standard given. And so, you know, the fact that laws are what keep everything civil and give us the most freedom, really. And so,
right.
So, you know, patriotism has to be based upon the foundation of God and God's laws. So, oh,
absolutely,
you know,
I agree. Yeah, and America more than any other, I think.
That's right.
And you can find the founding fathers' arguments, their quotes, their writings, and the whole construct of the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, how God's law and Old Testament Mosaic law influenced those
That's
principles
right. yep.
are woven all through our own founding documents.
That's right.
And Wall Builders has done a great job of documenting that and bringing that forward. Just fascinating, our Christian history. But okay, now we've got several things that we can get to here.
We sure do. Yeah, especially with China being what we were dragging forward from yesterday, right?
Grandma and, Sea Cow's on the move.
Yep, it sure is. And so we've got a listener that has contributed greatly to all of the information about China, and so we wanted to refer to his input. And here he's describing that China's military is increasingly formidable. As a result, there's a good chance we won't be able to deter China for the rest of the 2020s, and that U.S. forces will be defeated if deterrence fails. That sounds exactly like our reflection upon the word of the day.
Right.
And so basically, it says with between air forces, naval, and shore-based defenses, it will make it very hard for the U.S. aircraft carriers and surface combatants to get close to Taiwan. This will seriously limit U.S. naval forces' ability to help blunt a Chinese attack. This is a key reason for doubts about our capabilities, basically, at this point. And at sea, China's navy is the world's largest, not counting fleets of paramilitary and civilian vessels that can be used for amphibious operations and targeting, counter-targeting. And so, I mean, basically what he's describing is they're building up their military, they're preparing for war, and this is nothing new. You know, so we needed to point it out because they're ramping things up while we're, you know, while the left, who is also China supported in
right.
America, is having everybody look the other way and talk about inane, irrational garbage.
Yes.
It's all so that China can prepare and get in position to attack.
Yeah, I've seen some analyses by some of them are, you know, armchair quarterbacks, you know, armchair generals that are saying that, you know, that we could wipe out the entire Chinese fleet with one of our, you know, carrier groups because of the firepower that we have and so on. But we need to, first of all, don't underestimate an enemy.
That's right.
A powerful enemy. Secondly, arrogance and pride has been the downfall of many, many nations.
That's right.
And there are some things that some of these people in their analyses are not factoring in. For example, we rely heavily on satellite communications for navigation, communications, everything. I mean, you take out the GPS and all of the satellites, we're dead in the water. China has been developing weapon systems in the cyber world, cyber attacks, and kinetic weapons with missiles and so on, and EMPs that could render all of our satellites, you know, useless in an instant.
That's right.
And inside of an hour, you could be sitting there completely vulnerable to a military that's not dependent on that.
Well, exactly. And not only that, but just the fact that they are allies with everybody that is currently looking at the United States, carving us up in their own drawing rooms, you know, their own
right.
drawing boards.
Right.
And, you know, like we were describing yesterday, here's the WEF mocking the United States. Here's Russia mocking the United States.
Right.
And then, of course, here's China mocking the United States with a cartoon. And they were mocking us on 9/11, the anniversary of 9/11, and this ridiculous Chinese cartoon basically stated that the U.S. continues to export turmoil 22 years after 9/11. Well, that's just, you know, the communists looking at capitalism going, haha, now capitalism fails. You know, we knew it all along. Well, nonsense. We're in the middle of a communist coup because they stole our election Stalin style.
That's right.
And so, you know, no, we are not going to be real receptive to China's mocking us on 9/11 for crying out loud, saying we export turmoil. I beg your pardon, President 11, Grandma Seacow, and Winnie the Pooh, whoever you prefer.
Right, exactly. Right. Well, we've got enemies from without. We have enemies from within.
That's right.
This Governor Grisham got shut down by a left-wing judge, actually reminding her that there was just recently a Supreme Court ruling saying, this ruling saying that people have the right, citizens have the right to carry firearms for self-defense. But she can't see it. I've listened to this clip. Here, I pieced together the best parts here from the CNN interview. This is Governor Grisham. This is her attitude toward the Constitution.
And it's not for police to tell me what's constitutional or not. These are NRA talking points about their rights. And it's not a ban. It's a temporary pause.
Oh, now it's not a ban. It's a temporary pause. A pause on what? Gun violence?
Right,
We're going to achieve that by disarming law-abiding citizens who are not the problem.
Right, and the fact that she is incensed by law enforcement telling her that what she's doing is illegal.
Well, what she's not considering is those law enforcement she's talking about took an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution themselves.
Exactly. And she's claiming that she needs answers for how to curb gun violence. Well, how about beefing up the budget so that the sheriff's department and all of the city police departments can hire a whole bunch more cops?
Yeah. Besides that, it's not a gun problem. It's a spiritual problem. And it's plaguing our entire country.
Right.
You know, so missing the mark altogether, disarming people that aren't part of the problem is not the solution. And you know what? She's looking for answers. The judge had an answer for her. No.
Right. I want to see her go to jail, and I want to see her bond paid out to every single person that steps up in a class action lawsuit to sue her for injury to their Second Amendment rights.
Absolutely.
That's exactly what needs to happen.
Absolutely. Amen. All right. Well, you guys have a blessed day out there. Join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Meet us right here.
That's right. You all have a thankful Thrash of Commie Thursday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.